River returned to Los Angeles on a break from shooting. On October the 30th, he went to the Viper Room Club with his sister Rain, brother Joaquin, and new girlfriend Samantha Mathis. Shortly after midnight, he bumped into a friend in the toilets.
I was told that one of his friends, so-called friends, gave him a little vial and said, drink this, you'll feel marvelous. And he did, like God knows how many of us would have drunk something in that state on a night off from a difficult time. So, but nobody stopped him, really, and nobody helped him, and nobody said, River, get in the car, it's time to go home.
River staggered around the club and began to go into convulsions. Bouncers dragged him outside onto Sunset Boulevard. He remained conscious long enough to see a photographer leaning over him. But no pictures were taken. The photographer called 911.
It's never once been a question to me. I've said often that I'm a human being first and a photographer second. I do not regret choosing not to photograph River Phoenix. It's just something I could not live with to this day, and I would be very surprised if it doesn't haunt the photographers that did what they did to Princess Diana from now until the day they die.
One photographer did capitalize on the death of River Phoenix, taking a picture of the actor in his casket at the funeral home. Star magazine ran the photo, claiming it would show teenagers the evils of drugs. Many have written that River Phoenix was destined for an early death.